the numbers on fatal domestic violence are coming down. Now, we can argue that, and there are some interesting studies about what you're missing, but it is not happening with child abuse. And he said he thinks the difference might be that child abuse programs are run by experts. Partner adult are run by advocates. And there's, I think, a little more passion, and you push it a little harder. I worked in public health for some years, and I tried to include him in things I'm doing. One of the things I found that public health is not very good at this conference at any rate, is admitting that they can't do something. Because the answer is, we'll get the risk factors, define the terms, evidence-based, and we'll get rid of it. And if you look at the, I'll comment on a couple of things where I think public health could do better. But I love the math. I can't do it that well, but I love it. And the structure of public health. So this is an automated system for hospitals to report child abuse. And on that thing that's hard to read because of the colors is some of the reasons we're doing this. But we'll talk about that anyway. In California, ICANN, Interagency Council of Child Abuse and Neglect. This is L.A. County, 10 million people. We passed up Michigan on the last census. We wrote a protocol on how to address non-fatal severe injuries in child abuse. So the fatalities are a big deal. We're going to do the non-fatal severe, and that got us to hospitals. But if you back up to the fatalities, my claim to fame is I started the first child death review team anywhere in 1978. Well, obviously the team, I didn't do it by myself, but I managed to get people in a room to talk about dead kids. Anybody here been to a child death review or a domestic violence fatality review meeting? It becomes, I think, one of the more honest places to exchange, because as you talk about bonding and attachment and things like that, which is really nice, bullying, we're all for good and against evil. But when there's a death, people play harder. And people who don't necessarily like each other, criminal justice, human services, start learning to work together. At any rate, this is now looking at the spectrum of child abuse within health systems. We chose hospitals because they're the biggest thing out there, and we're trying to make it logical and tight. A more traditional model is you take a hospital, you spend $500,000, you build a thoughtful program, you demonstrate the good that you did, and you announce that everyone should do it. What I find myself doing, because I don't have the money, is we're thinking horizontal. Anybody ever try one of those nets? You watch in the shallow water, they're throwing a net out to catch fish. I did that once. I caught fish. I didn't know what to do. It's really kind of fun. If you connect people on or near the line, you can build things with the resources that you've got. If you do a horizontal head person with their overhead, then you've got to come up with a bunch of money. And I didn't have a lot of money. So everything that I'm going to tell you about has been done horizontal with people that are not that important. So we had hoped to go to hospitals and say, how many child abuse reports did you make last year? And that didn't work because most hospitals don't even know how many reports they made. So we came up with another way of doing it, and that is to ask them how many injured children under age 3. Now I'll explain some of the logic for that. I got it as much as people can be professional and irritating. A fellow pediatrician and I had an argument of whether or not to use the ICD codes for child abuse. And the answer is it doesn't work because the hospitals don't do it very predictably. But what we did is we started with inpatient injuries under age 3. Those are, we're guessing, a high percentage of those are abused. So the numbers are not child abuse numbers, they're inpatient injuries under age 3. And then we started adding the emergency departments, and now we're adding the labor delivery programs. And we're going to do some special things. Now, if you look at the way hospitals carry a caseload, there's a few hospitals that do a whole lot of work. So as we pulled in the big hospitals, we are now up to 70% of all the children in California injured inpatient under age 3. That we have someone from that hospital who has joined us. Doesn't all of this mean, well, that doesn't mean they're doing much of anything. This is frustrating to everybody except me, because what I can see happening is we'll build something on the ground up. This is the Simon Bolivar peasant army model, or the Margaret Mead. You may wonder that a few people can change the world. It's indeed has never been otherwise. So here, if you have, and I think I know how to work Excel. But anyway, I make graphs, and my neighbors and friends and wife have just smile a lot and say, I don't know, they get away from me fast, but you guys are stuck unless you walk out. If you look at the number of kids injured under age 3, emergency department, that's the blue. You got big numbers. So we've got to go to those, but we're anchored in the red. That's a political thing. What are we here? Anyway, we have these hospitals in, and they aren't just joining us to be in our directory. So here's what happens if you use the codes for child abuse. E967X is external cause, and it says this is a fracture, but externally the relationship of the perpetrator to the kid is child abuse. And 995.5X is child abuse, and it's just kind of abuse and something. Anyhow, that's the most popular codes. But these codes are not, if you're going to code child abuse, you probably are supposed to use one of these. There's a couple other ways you can do it. Anyhow, people don't do it very predictably, and you end up with, we end up with the question of what are you going to use, and we went back to our injured under age 3. So here is a graph, yay graphs, of the if you take all these kids of all ages and you say, did they have a mal code? If you believe the mal codes, then you would say this is almost only infants are maltreated. Physical abuse, neglect, sexual abuse, whatever it is. That's obviously not true. But it gets worse, because here are the hospitals with infants. So if you go back here, infants are the best group we got to work with. So I say, okay, your hospital, how many infants did you have injured, codes 800 to 99, whatever, these codes, and how many of them do you fill out a child abuse code? And the same thing with everybody here. And what you see is this hospital on the end here, that's Claire Sheridan Loma Linda, has just a whole lot more abuse than the other people. I think it's simply she has trained her coders to code more often. That's most of it. That's 35% of her infants hospitalized injuries got a child abuse code. And I think that means she reported them. That's what Claire would have done. The 25%, that's another hospital that Claire runs. And so now, is she just making this up? I don't think so. The 19% is a restless, irrational nurse who runs a program in the central Sacramento Valley. Way down here, one of the best hospitals, UCLA, runs about 5 or 6%. And that's not true. They report more. Anyhow, all of this is simply to say there's a logic in what I'm doing. And so here's what we got. We now have 125 California hospitals and one in Reno, Nevada, because the Eastern Sierra, particularly in the winter, goes east. They can't get to other hospitals. If you look at California's population, if we all kind of try to live fairly close as we can to the beach, I think is the logic. There are officially 20 pediatric intensive care units that we have. There's another 12 that hospitals have. There's 10 child burn centers officially. Actually, we're going to pump that up to 13. This thing, the process of what is in and what is out is fairly casual. Kaiser Permanente, Southern California, has been meeting on the question of child abuse for more than 20 years. And then everybody started getting more gray hair, and the thing kind of almost collapsed, and then some other people came in and said, pick it up, and it's flying again. So they will have, that is the largest health-based child abuse program in the world. And they say to their hospitals, tell us about child abuse, tell us about partner abuse, domestic violence, tell us about parenting programs and anti-violence, and they package it all together. They're doing some of the greatest stuff. And Northern California Kaiser's on its way in. We're adding to the birth hospitals. It's interesting that there, all states have something about if you take an illegal drug when you're pregnant, then the legislators are unhappy and want someone to do something, but they don't say that so loud about alcohol. And that would be one of my goals, is to do that. So here we are with all these hospitals again. Here is where we are. This is in the regions, we're trying to, if you can think P.T. Barnum, that we're trying to hustle people up. So here we have pictures of the biggest hospitals in the area. And if you take those five hospitals for this area, Bay Area and up the North Coast, they have something like 80% of all the injured kids under age 3. Here's Orange County. Here's some data for L.A. County. You take the biggest hospitals, and you probably have most of the child abuse. So with our big net, if we make it a little bit smaller, we think we can pull those people in. You can see this is big hospitals, inpatient, but some are obviously doing more than others. And here's a map, shows all the PICUs. That's more than 400 PICU beds. I think it's 470, depending on how you count it. And then burn units. Anybody here ever work on a burn unit? I mean, that is tough work, and it's hard to get child abuse reports out of that because they're busy trying to manage what they're doing. So now here is, we're coming to what public health can do with reporting stuff. California passed a law said if one person's over 21, the other's under 15, sexual intercourse, that's a required report, and everybody went back to sleep. So what happened is I made this graph up, and I said, here's the age of the mother, the age of the father. I kind of like the colors. What I found out is by the time you get to 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, the father's age is disappearing, whatever that means. And I think I know what it means, and so do you. What happens is you can have your father's baby. I had one that was something like she's 13, he's 40, and they had the same last name. I think she went to a hospital and had her father's baby is what I think. And the question is, what do we do? And the answer is nobody knows. So I told public health, I said, here's what you do, vital stats, is you get, you know, she's 13, he's 27, you tell the hospital you have to make a report. And the guy says, I can't do that. I said, why? Why can't you? He says, I'm public health. And he's a real nice guy. And I said, oh, I see. I hadn't thought that out. So here is last year. We had two mothers 9 years old. I didn't have the data for a graph, but I think that makes more sense than the graph anyway. It's a big state. We got a lot of births. But if a 9-year-old has a baby, what does California, Oregon, or wherever, what do you guys do with those cases? Or 10, 12, something like that. You say, well, but that's confidential and HIPAA and stuff like that. I mean, it just isn't. The Child Abuse Prevention Treatment Act allows people to share information to prevent child abuse. So here's what we're going to do, pulling all these people together on another project. We're going to look at, we're looking for pregnancy from sex abuse, pregnancy from rape, pregnancy of developmentally disabled mothers, kids in foster care, kids on probation, adults on probation, adults in jail. You think of all those would be high-risk pregnancies, but what you probably do not have a program to find them where you are, because we don't, we're getting there, we're starting. Here's our burn units that we're going to pull together to share information with each other. Here, as you may recognize something here, I'm going to tell you about Stanford. These are hospitals now that are building computer systems. The most common is Excel, but some of them are using medical records, some other stuff. And what do I do here? Yeah. that this is when I did this in 1981 to 86. If you follow the yellow line, that's up to night, but you look at that first chunk till you get to that blue thing where it's up there at the top, first 5 years there, that the yellow line is 15%. Child abuse reports were going up at the rate of about 12%. The next one is 30 and then 60. This is 1,000% increase in reports in 5 years in LA County, and it's mostly young kids. Physical abuse, neglect, and then there's another one that was endangered. That's the substance abuse ones. Sexual abuse was the exception, but you see sexual abuse peaking up there between 3 and 6, 7, something like that. And then this thing at the end, which screwed up the patterns, it was a WIC program, started reporting young pregnancies. This is Stanford, had a steady reporting rate. It's too low, 60 to 90 a year, and then it exploded. And what happened is a pediatrician from another hospital who works with child abuse went to Stanford to get an appointment in 2008. He got on the scan team in 2009. He chairs the scan team in 2010, and their reports have doubled. And here they do it by county and category of abuse, and here's the top 50 hospitals. And I'm going to run out of time here, so what was hospital? I need to puncture this thing at home. National, we're doing this nationally. We've got friends in Mississippi and Cook County, other people that are using computers to keep track of their child abuse reports. And we're going to have software out that'll be free for hospitals. So I have nothing to declare, by the way, because we're going to give this stuff away. And this is the way our entry is designed, so you can do it. You can do all the state form. You have a form you got to do. And then you can do the physical history in the lab in about 30 seconds if you want to do it real quick. Or you can do it more ornate if you want to. So then, join us. Peggy was talking about this. Join the Family Violence Prevention Forum. Send me an email. Tell me I inspired you or you couldn't understand a damn thing I said. Thank you.